This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Our question today comes from a young lady who is caring for an ultra-Orthodox Jewish friend, as she typifies it, who has a terminal illness. And she says, how can I best pray for and minister to her? She has been told many lies about Jesus, that he doesn't fulfill the criteria for being Messiah, that Christians have mistranslated all the prophecies, especially in Isaiah, and that Jesus wasn't even a good man. This grieves me very much and puzzles me, she writes, because usually I would think that it would be a good idea to look at the prophecies, especially since she is forbidden to read the Gospels. And she says, how can I show her the truth about Jesus and how beautiful and true and right he is? I try to make my life and conversation tell the truth, but I'd appreciate some guidance.
I wasn't aware that there are Orthodox Jewish people who say that Christians have mistranslated all the prophecies. If that's the case, then what I would suggest is that she let the Orthodox person choose the version of the Old Testament. They don't use the term Old Testament, the Tanakh. Choose the Bible, the Jewish Bible, and then take that Bible that she's willing to use and read that's not abused or mistranslated, and then go home and look up Isaiah 53 and Psalm 22 and other prophecies and see what they say. And my guess is they're going to say something very close to, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, upon him was the chastisement that made us whole, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And then to say, you know, it looks like throughout your Bible, there was a promised one coming, and he would bear the sins of the people. And I want to commend to you that Jesus Christ did that. Are you going to wait for another? Are you waiting? And I don't really know how this person would describe her own waiting, but that would be one possibility from her own version of the Jewish scriptures. Read parts that talk about the need for forgiveness and the fact that a Messiah is coming who will bear the sins of his people, and see if she would be opened to that. And then talk to her about the gospel in relationship to those prophecies. Stress over and over again that when you meet God, he's going to be absolutely righteous and absolutely just, and our good deeds can never measure up to suffice. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you that you may be feared. Now, that's Psalm 130. And then to say, what is that forgiveness based on? Why would there have been a whole series of animal sacrifices if no sacrifice were necessary for the forgiveness of sins? And if sacrifice is necessary for the forgiveness of sins, whose sacrifice can cover all my sins? Christ bore our sins in his body on the cross that we might die to sin and live to God. So just tell the story over and over again as often as she'll listen.
Now, she has tried giving her some verses from the Psalms and Job, she goes on to write, about trusting God, and she says this lady was really offended. She shouldn't stop sharing scriptures with her, though, because that is the power of God, correct?
Absolutely correct. Yeah, I mean, if the lady says, be quiet and don't talk to me anymore, that's probably what you're going to have to do. But if she's just offended, then you keep on seeking to speak in a way that would be least offensive, but not by changing the content, but by having a demeanor that communicates as much love as possible.
Now, one other question that's attached here, side issue, but very important, I think. She writes, my pastor says that this dying woman is saved by the old covenant, but I just don't see how she can hate Jesus and trust in her works and still be saved, she writes.
Yeah, well, she's right, and her pastor is wrong. Her pastor is part of that sad group that has decided we won't evangelize Jews anymore because there's a Jewish covenant and there's a Christian covenant, and that is simply unbiblical. The way the New Testament pictures it is that the old covenant comes to its climax and consummation in Jesus Christ. The new covenant described in Jeremiah 31, Ezekiel 11 and 26 is Jesus when he says, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it." He's saying, my blood shedding is the fulfillment of that promise. If they don't have me, they don't have life. If they don't have me, they don't have forgiveness. He who has the Son has life. If you reject the Son, the wrath of God remains on you. John 3:36. In order to believe that Jews don't have to be saved, you have to simply reject significant parts of the New Testament. That is, you don't have to believe that Jews have to believe in Jesus to be saved. You have to reject, because the Gospel of John and the Epistle of John are crystal clear that if you don't have the Son, if you don't embrace Jesus Christ, then you don't have life.
So as a final question for her, you've now said her pastor has a wrong belief. How should she approach that problem?
Well, that's a pretty serious wrong belief, and I don't think she should stay in a church that believes that. That's so serious. To say that you don't have to believe in Jesus to be saved is to deny the gospel. And that's as serious as it gets. So I don't think she should be in that church. However, the question is then, what do you do to not be in that church? And I think there's a right and a wrong way to move from one church to another. The right way is to be open and humble and forthright with your pastor, to go to the pastor and say, I don't think you're right when you say that a Jewish person doesn't need to believe in Jesus in order to be saved, because the Bible makes so clear in John 3:36 that if you don't believe in Jesus, the wrath of God remains on you. I think we're doing her a great disservice. See if she can persuade the pastor or help him understand where she's coming from. And then if things don't change, I think she says to him, well, I think I'm going to have to go to a place where they believe that the gospel is necessary.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself, and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.